Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Magna Boston did it.
Yay!
Yes. And what we're talking about is last night it set a new record, and the key number here is 108.6 inches. That's more than 9 feet.
9 feet. According to the National Weather Service, that's how much snow has fallen this winter in Boston, making it the snowiest winter since the city started keeping records back in 1872. Last night, another 3 inches fell, eclipsing the previous record, which was set in 96.
So, the new record inspired Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to tweet this: Super Bowls, World Series, Stanley Cups, and snowfall records. We are truly a title city.
Okay, so Anthony, I have to take exception to this a little bit. First of all, if this is really a title, is it one that we actually want?
We want it to be in our past.
Yes. And second, we've got to beat ourselves to win the so-called title again, which means more snow next year, which I know no one is hoping for. And I guess that's why the mayor also added for this title, quote, there will be no parade.
Instead, there will be lots of sore backs, mine included, from all that shoveling. And of course, like never before, there's a longing for warm weather, the thrill of the grass, and baseball. And to remind us that all that is coming soon, WBUR's Doug Trabu of Only a Game joined us a little while ago from Fort Myers, Florida, where the Red Sox spring training camp is in full swing and where the Red Sox are playing the New York Mets this afternoon. And Doug, first off, give us a little bit of a weather report down there. Make us all green with envy.
Well, the skies are blue, Anthony. I'm wearing shorts and short sleeves. It's very warm. And I will say that right before the start of the game, the PA announcer here at JetBlue Park, with a little bit of schadenfreude in his voice, announced that the snowfall record had happened in Boston. The crowd applauded. And then he very calmly announced that it was 82 degrees as of the first pitch of the game. So everything's just fine. There are a few clouds in the sky, though. So it's not exactly perfect.
Not exactly perfect. You're dealing with a few clouds. Well, here it's still 40 degrees and cold. So, Doug, let's talk a little bit about the Red Sox. Of course, they finished in last place last year. They made a lot of moves in the offseason, adding a bunch of players, Pablo Sandoval, Hanley Ramirez, Rick Porcello, among others. What strikes you about this new improved Red Sox team? How improved are they, do you think?
Well, offensively, they should be improved pretty dramatically. Adding Sandoval at third base will be a big step up. He's a big bat. He should do very well at Fenway Park. And adding Hanley Ramirez, also another potential offensive threat. If those guys are hitting on all cylinders, so to speak, and David Ortiz even has a medium year for him, if he can kind of keep pace or a little bit less than the pace that he's had in the past, it's going to be very hard to get through that Red Sox order as an opposing pitcher and not give up some runs. On the pitching side of things, Rick Porcello is a big addition, but of course the Red Sox lost John Lester last season after trading him. So the question becomes, do they have enough pitching? And there's a lot of buzz about whether they should try to acquire Cole Hamels from the Phillies to get an ace. That's the thing that seems to be lacking. Is there an ace on this staff? Can they count on Clay Buchholz to go injury-free for the season? I think the pitching staff is a bigger question mark.
Yeah, that's the big question mark. So you actually got to see the Red Sox play as recently as this afternoon. They're playing the Mets, I understand, as we speak. What's been striking you about watching this team?
Well, there's a couple of things. There's some logistical things. Of course, we have this new rule system about the time clocks, and seeing the clock on the outfield wall and watching the pitching changes go faster is interesting, I think, for all baseball fans to see how all of this is going to work and whether the batters get into the box on time and the pitchers warm up quickly enough. It's very odd to see a countdown clock in a baseball game. But as far as the Red Sox particularly, you know, the team seems really loose. Pablo Sandoval is a big personality. I heard him laughing a lot while the team was stretching out this morning. He had a nice double to left in his first at-bat, got a big round of applause today. And he's joking, you know, he'll be conversing in Spanish with David Ortiz and Hanley Ramirez, and then he's over joking in English with Dustin Pedroia. He seems like he's going to be a great clubhouse guy for them. The team seems very loose, and that's the spring training atmosphere, really, but they seem like they're in a good groove as far as getting along at this point.
And I have to ask you about this young Cuban kid, Yoan Moncada. He's 19 years old. The Red Sox paid $63 million to sign him. I understand that he's expected to start in the minor leagues but there's a lot of excitement about him. What are people saying about him down there?
There's definitely a buzz, and people are talking about him, but the Red Sox are being really cautionary about how quickly he's going to move up. He is going to start in the minor leagues. He's in minor league camp, so you're probably not going to see him in any of these major league sort of spring training games that I'm at right now, for example. And Moncada is going to start in single-A ball. He will work his way up. The Red Sox have noted that he's an exceptional talent. It's an unusual acquisition, but he's still a very young player, and they're not going to rush him through. So I think he'll create some buzz, but then we'll start to really hear more probably next season.
All right. Well, that's Doug Trabue. He's a producer of NPR's Only a Game, speaking to us from Red Sox training camp in Fort Myers, Florida. And Doug, remind us, opening day is when?
It's on April 6th. Anthony, but I don't think you can start holding your breath yet. There's still plenty of time to add to the snowfall record.
Says Doug Trabue from sunny Florida. Doug, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Anthony.
And let's stick with the Red Sox and talk about a challenge facing the team and all of professional baseball for that matter. How to convince kids to become lifelong fans. Fewer kids are playing baseball than they once did. Baseball is losing ground to football, basketball, not to mention PlayStation and Xbox. Tickets are expensive to a game that many young people say is slow and boring. So the Red Sox are aware of this, and they're rolling out a series of promotions called Calling All Kids. And here to talk about it is Sam Kennedy. He's the chief operating officer of the Boston Red Sox. And Sam, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Great to be here, Anthony. Thank you.
So here's a statistic, one among many that you're no doubt aware of. Of those who watched the 2013 World Series on TV, just a little more than 4% were kids between the ages of 6 to 17. So first of all, why is baseball losing these young fans?
Yeah, it's an issue that we're extremely focused on, we're concerned about, and it's exactly the area we need to be focused. If you can't get kids to experience baseball, specifically here in New England at Fenway Park at a young age, you're going to be in trouble.
And right, I mean, we really know that. If kids come in at a young age, the chances are greatly improved that they're going to show up as older folks.
That's right. For those of us who grew up in and around New England, we know that we first fell in love with the ballpark and the Red Sox when we were kids. So mm-hmm. It's just that simple. If we don't expose the kids to the experiences of Fenway, if we don't make Fenway Park affordable, accessible, and easily achievable for everyone and anyone in and around New England, we're not doing our job. So we're focused on it. Major League Baseball is focused on it with this Pace of Game initiative. So we're going to do our part this year with Calling All Kids and really try to walk the walk and create some new initiatives to get people inside of Fenway all season long so kids can have the same experiences that we had as kids and be able to see Fenway Park in person and live and at a good affordable price and even for free in some cases.
Well, so tell us about Calling All Kids. What are the Sox actually doing? What does this mean?
Yeah, so for the first time, we're going to have sort of three components to our kids marketing program. The first is accessibility, and that's tickets. We're putting aside 25,000 free tickets as part of our Red Sox Kid Nation program. So the first 25,000 kids to sign up have the chance to come to Fenway Park all season long. We're rolling that out this week. The second thing we're doing on the accessibility front is we're creating a $9 ticket. So $9 ticket, any student aged 15 and older, high school, college kids, come on down to Fenway Park, and we're setting aside $9 tickets for kids to come in. Usually it will be a standing room ticket, but if there are seats available, we will make seats available for $9 as well.
Now, just to put that in perspective, the $9 ticket, because of course the Red Sox have had some of the highest tickets in Major League Baseball, with the average ticket costing more than $50. So this sounds like an effort to address that.
It really is, and we have to be affordable. We have to be able to get kids and their families into Fenway, or we're going to lose that next generation, as we've talked about.
So here's the thing, though. I mean, this all sounds commendable because with high tickets, making it more affordable is important. But it sounds like a marketing effort for one team. Doesn't the challenge go much deeper than this? I mean, what do we do to make baseball to this younger generation more exciting? Because one of the complaints is it's too slow, and we've seen these games getting slower over time.
Yeah, we have. And it's actually something that we started at the request of Commissioner Bud Selig about a year and a half ago, looking at the pace of game. The Red Sox took the lead on the commissioner's pace of game report. We now have a pace of game committee with Tom Werner and Mike Gordon from Red Sox ownership, a part of that effort. I'm very pleased that baseball, led by Rob Manfred, have moved as quickly as they have. Ironically, the pace of their reaction has been quick. We've instituted in-between inning timers to make sure the game moves along.
Yeah, we heard Doug Tribou talking about that. There's actually going to be clocks.
Yeah,
right?
We're calling them the timers in-between innings. I call them clocks. You're right. But baseball doesn't seem to like to use the word clock, which is okay. At the minor league level, perhaps more importantly, we're instituting pitchers' clocks. We're putting a pitch clock on the pitchers for the first time at the AAA and AA level. I don't think baseball will ever need to have a clock on the length of game. I think it's the pace of game that really bothers people, and the inactivity while the game is going on. And that's what we need to address. And so we've got the batter's box rule this year, the in-between inning
That batter's clock. Box rule, that is that players can't step out. They've got to keep 1 foot in the batter's
box.
Right. Now, David Ortiz used some colorful language to sort of indicate that he thought that was kind of silly. I mean, do you think the players are going to buy into this? Because that seems to be the key as well.
Yeah, I do. You've got to get buy-in from the players, especially the pitchers, when it comes to keeping the pace up. But David was perhaps a bit blindsided. Maybe shame on us, shame on the Players Association for not letting him know up front. But he's now bought in and saying he's going to be a good soldier, is what he said the other day.
David Ortiz, of course, never one to withhold his opinion. Well, Sam Kennedy, Chief Operating Officer for the Boston Red Sox, talking about efforts to make the game more attractive to young folks. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.